Listen, there's no substitute for prayer. There's no substitute. There's a school of prayer. You cannot skip it on your way to greatness. Every man must pray. Your future is the prayer you pray now. If you are not praying, your future is not guaranteed. If God wants to carry out His purpose on the earth, it must be connected to a living figure, somebody that can bless up the country. Can pray. You want to break in, pray. You want to break through, pray. Amen. The word of God will come to you with power. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be stirred, you'll be challenged this evening. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 49. Amen. I'll be showing you what I titled Devouring the Prey. Hallelujah. Devouring the prey already, a lot of people already understood what is a metaphor, but when we're going through the word, you understand. Amen. Devouring the prey. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 49. You know, Pastor has always told us something, that God never designed our life to just be a gradual progress all along. He doesn't want everything you do should just be step 1 to 2, step 2 to 3, step 3 to 4. Hallelujah. There should always be seasons of interruptions with quantum leap. Hallelujah. Always. Otherwise, it will take you eternity to fulfill God's calling for your life. It will take you eternity to fulfill what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Genesis 49 from verse 27. Hallelujah. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning shall devour the prey. And at night he shall what? Divide the spoil. Hallelujah. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey. And at night he shall divide the spoil. Hallelujah. In the morning he shall devour the prey. We have a lot of people trying to divide the spoil when they've not devoured the prey. Hallelujah. And I love what he said. He said, in the morning. Everybody has what we call that morning season of their life, where you are investing so much time, where you are working. Hallelujah. Where you are investing time, resources, energy, everything, giving it all it takes. He says, devour the prey in the morning, so that at night he can divide the spoil. That's like resting. You are at peace. You are now resting. Why? Because you have done the work. Glory to God. You have done the work. Meaning, for us as individuals and as a group, there is always a season for everything. There is a season for everything. Now, a farmer knows that he cannot expect a harvest without planting. Glory to God. You cannot expect a harvest without planting seeds. And not just planting seeds, cultivating it, removing the weeds, and ensuring that that seed grows to produce the harvest. Hallelujah. Everybody has that morning season and that evening season. So the question is, what are you doing with the morning season when you're supposed to devour the prey? Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. It says there's a season for everything. A time for every purpose on the earth. A season for everything. It's just so funny that a lot of people have misplaced and have switched to what they're supposed to be doing at the daytime and are doing it at the nighttime. Like I used to say when we used to take prayers, I said there are prayer points you should not pray when you are 40. Why? Because you have prayed it when you were 20. Hallelujah. It means you are giving it all it takes at that young season of your life. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Now if you go there, it tells you time to burn, a time to laugh, a time to build, a time to pull down, a lot of things. You understand? So there's a time for everything. There's a season. season for everything. Glory to God. Are you following me so far? Now, if you're trying to divide the spoil, there won't be spoils for you to divide if you have not divided. That's not the truth. You know, when I look at people, great people, and people that are very successful, do you know what I think about? I always look at them and I just wonder, Lord, what were they doing when they were young? Do you understand? I'm not carried away by the results they have right now. I'm trying to trace it back to what they were doing at that formative phase of their life. Everybody has a formative phase of his life. Have you had discussions with older people before? When I mean older people, maybe grandparents and people that probably wasted their life, they'll tell you that my prayer is, let God just give me time. Or God restore my youth. Hallelujah. Why? They didn't maximize that day season, that day time. Hallelujah. Now, what's the morning season? That's the season where you work. It's labor. I'm telling you, hard work. That's the season where you take deep root downward so that you can bear fruit upwards. Hallelujah. Isaiah 37, verse 31. He said, the remnant of the inhabitants of Judah, right, shall yet what take root downward and bear fruit upward. So when you see someone bearing fruits, producing results, you should look at the root. How deep is the root? So that's what happened in the morning season. It's a formative phase of your life. Those are the seasons where you dare things. You take risk. You take initiative. You take bold steps. Hallelujah. Are you following? Lamentation chapter 3, verse 17. He said, it is good for a young man, for a man to bear his yoke when he's young. Listen, nobody will bear your yoke for you. Are you understand what I mean? It means it's like me delegating my prayers for you. Can you pray for me more than the way I can pray for myself? No. So if you're not praying, you are postponing your prayers. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Well, study God's word. Okay, read material. Expand your mind. If you're not doing, do you know what you're doing? You are postponing manifestation. That's what you're doing. There are certain things in life that can never be delegated. Hallelujah. It can't be delegated. If you're delegating, that means what you're trying to say is, we can confer title on somebody, or you can receive title by impartation. No, maybe a professor of medicine will just come and say, kneel down. Matthias, come and kneel down and lay his hands on you and say, right now I want to give release impartation to become a medical doctor. Even if he leaves his medical, your professor willed his certificate to you, it's not the same. No, it does not make you a doctor. Hallelujah. It doesn't. Or your dad was a heavyweight champion and wield the belt to you. No, when they call you to come and defend the belt, what would you do? No, hallelujah, what would you do? No, because you're not a champion until you can defend your belt. Hallelujah. So he wield the belt to you. But that, do you know, that's what a lot of people are looking out for. They're looking out for the easy way. Just release impartation so that I can start operating. It's like me releasing impartation for somebody to start playing the keyboard. Without years, just take it and be. Do you understand? Are you following what I'm saying? It's not by impartation. It means there's a season to walk. Jesus said, Calabaya. He said, we must walk the works of him that sent me. Say, while it is day. John chapter 9 verse 4. While it is day, because the nighttime is come when no man can walk. So the daytime is the day where you still have strength to drive. You still have strength to push and walk the works of him that sent you. Hallelujah. Are you following? Don't postpone what you're supposed to do now. You know why? When you do that, you'll be among those that will be complaining later. Anybody that's always complaining, go, see, that guy was my classmate in school, you know, and stuff like that. Just because of, see, when people are complaining, but they missed out on what they were supposed to do. They missed out on what they were supposed to do. Hallelujah. We're in a generation that likes what we call that instant, you know, gratification. You just want, let me just hammer now. Let it happen. I just discovered that on your way to fulfilling God's vision or calling for your life, the process is more important. God is more important in the process you went through than arriving there. Not because you not arrived there, but what happens to you in the process of time. That's why what happens around you is no more important than what happens inside you. Glory to God. So it's a formative season. That daytime is a formative season. It means that's the season where you are consuming. That's the season where you are expanding your mind. You're exposing yourself to materials. You are preparing for your future. Well, in medical school, you know what we used to tell ourselves? We said, see, even if I have a D, of course I can't have a D in this course. There are people that strive to have A in academic excellence, which is good. But if you have A in academic excellence and have F9 in life, you are failed. They're searching at the school of life. Yes, the books I have read after medical school are more than the books I've read in medical school. My brain is still sweating. It has to sweat. Do you understand? You know, then when we're reading, well, there are certain things we did. You know, there were these zealous students that came in 400 level and then were very on fire then. That period we were consuming books. Like you read like one book in a day, like one book in 3 days, and then we're just trying. I said, this guy loves books very well. Come, and then we take our chemical pathology textbook, take some of our textbook, we'll just exchange sharp, and just visit the bookshop to exchange for materials. Hallelujah. We were preparing for our future. Preparing for your future. But you see, it's now a tragedy if you don't even know where you're going. Because if you don't know where you're going, any road can lead you there. Am I right? You're supposed to go to Abuja, you just find your way and you're heading towards Bauchi. You will never arrive. Hallelujah. Are you following so far? Now, Amos chapter 6 verse 1. Hallelujah. Listen, why have a lot of people that are still, they still think they have time? You need to put yourself under a pressure, that pressure that says there's no time. That pressure that says, Kai, There's no time. What do I need to do? How do I gain time? When the scripture says you say, woe to them that at ease in Zion. You are complacent, lazy, relaxed. When you're supposed to be devouring the prey, you are relaxing and waiting for things to fall to you on a platter of gold. At ease, relaxed, complacent. One of the things I hate is to see young people that you are lazy, you can't read, you can't pray. Then what is your life all about? No, there's no future. Do you understand? It's like being broke and you are not hungry. That's terrible. At least have the passion and desire to want to break out of the poverty, Rabbi. But you are broke and you are still not lazy and complacent. You have been programmed. The devil has programmed you. No, but I see people. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. When the scripture says redeeming the time, what does it mean? Redeeming the time. Ephesians chapter 5, right? Verse 16. Redeeming the time. Making the most use of the time. Do you know that time is one of the most important resources you have? Your destiny is live in time. That's the truth. Everything is lived in time. Hallelujah. There's something I used to say, time, your destiny is lived in time. And then how do you make effective use of the time? You need to have correct priorities, okay? And then how do you set your priorities? Your priorities are connected to your calling or to your purpose. Hallelujah. So you start studying and start developing yourself alongside or along the line of your purpose or alongside or along the line of your calling. So someone can spend 3 hours rehearsing and scoring a song. On that person spending that same 3 hours programming. On that person spending that 3 hours praying. It's all preparation. Because they are going different ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you following me so far? So bear your yoke while you're young. There's more work to be done in the morning seasons of your life. Don't dodge it. Don't delegate it. Hallelujah. And then listen. When you see a plane taking off, I think Pastor has given that illustration before. How that more energy is required for the plane to leave the ground level up. There's a lot of consumption of energy required. The fuel that will be consumed, hallelujah. There's more being consumed to take that lift, that law of lift. When the plane is in the air, it's cruising. So some of you look at people that are cruising and you want to cruise. You have not generated energy that will take you off the ground level. You are still at the ground level. You are trying to cruise. No, it sounds funny. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You are trying to cruise when you have not generated energy that will take you up. Hallelujah. You are trying to... Hi. Hallelujah. And don't envy people. One of these I've come to discover it. Everybody have their privileges. Some people have parental privileges. Some of them, their parents have helped them. Do you understand? To take the lift up. Do you understand? So if your own, you came for a program where they put you came from negative. Do you understand? You started from minus. The work is not the same as someone that started from plus something. Hallelujah. The person who grew up in a home, they have 3 cars. They don't talk about school fees. They don't talk about certain things. And then he's trying to chase his vision. You know, he's thinking about. And then you came from a home where even bicycle you didn't have. Your parents don't have bicycle. Do you understand? You know the bicycle you have. Uh-huh. You can trek distance. You have that calling. You get now. This is not the same. The environmental condition is not the same. So it's parental privilege. So you don't envy them. You go back and do the work. You go back and walk. You walk. Those times, the parents of Jesus, that's Joseph and me, they were looking for Jesus. I said, why are you looking for me? Don't you know I'm supposed to be about my father's business? Jesus was not known. Do you know for 30 years, he was not known? They knew him as the carpenter's son. He was walking. He was building. In the background, nobody knew them. Have you discovered that most of the people you are seeing right now in the scene, a few years ago, you didn't know them? So the question is, where were they? Where were they? They were walking. They were building systems. They were building roots. Do you understand? They were taking root downwards. The root is that spiritual infrastructure that is invisible. But when you are done and you start shooting up, everybody will start envying you. That's what happens. So people are just suddenly, where is this man? Where is this coming from? He has been doing something. The backside. He has been in the cave of Adullam. He has been building. He has been building. Glory to God. So nobody will do your work for you. You will walk your own work. Hallelujah. It looks like believers now, they don't like the concept of work. I don't know. There's this. It's as if there's labor. We're attaching hard. Do you know the kind of work we're talking about? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, you must strive to resist, to overcome inertia. Do you understand? That thing that tries to keep people grounded, that tries to keep people on the ground, you must overcome it. Anytime you catch yourself, there's no longer drive, no motivation, nothing. You have canceled more movies, more than you have studied. You have done, do you understand? You are feeding your flesh and everything. It's at the expense of your destiny. Your future self will be looking at you and say, oh God, what are you doing? If you continue like this, it will take you eternity to get to my level. I don't know if you got what I just said. Now, for some of you, I don't know what divine appointment means to you. Hallelujah. It means starting a business, acquiring that degree, okay, doing that master's, okay, praying, stretching, okay, fasting, sacrificial giving, taking risks, whatever it is to you. But you have to devour it. Nobody will do it for you. Hallelujah. You have to do it. What about Joseph? It took him 13 years. 13 years. This was someone that was having vision. Oh, God told me, you know, this at 17. But he was sold. It took him 13 years. Nobody knew him that 13 years. So sometimes, just be patient to go through the process. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, I was listening to a message. I think it was Bishop. He said, a man of God came and met him. He said, no, God called me 25 years ago. You know, I finished working and I'm retired. I want to hit to the call. Bishop now said, don't worry, God has called another person. He said, don't worry, God has called another person. He said, don't bother, God has called another person. 25 years ago. You know, there are people that keep telling you, oh, 25 years ago, you know, I was so... Let it not be your testimony. Let it not be your testimony. Hallelujah. Now, let me just mention a few things that you need. Now, number one, you see, hunger and desire. There are things you must keep aflame. You must keep it burning afresh in your heart. Hunger and desire. The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1, a man through desire, having separated himself, he said, intermeddled with all wisdom. Intermeddled with wisdom, mixes with wisdom, interacts with wisdom. Hallelujah. Interacts with wisdom. So desire, hunger will separate you. Hunger will drive you into fasting and prayer. Hunger will drive you to seek knowledge. Hunger will drive you to seek mentorship. Hallelujah. Hunger. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. Hallelujah. You see, prayer is not exclusive to pastors. Pastor, thank God if you are here, you already know that. That in the marketplace, you need to pray more. Hallelujah. The Message translation. We've read the scripture before as I round up. Hallelujah. I have a lot of things to share, but I'll just cut it short. You see, we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead. We pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what he has called you to be. Pray that he will fill your good ideas and acts of faith with his own energy. Kai labagata. With his own energy. So that it all amount to something. Those good ideas will not amount to anything if God does not fill it with energy. Those acts of faith will not amount to anything if God does not supply you the energy. And so this energy is generated in the place of prayer. Do you know when you seek knowledge, knowledge is synonymous will increase your mental strength. You see, a wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. A man of knowledge. You cannot be mentally lazy. Don't be mentally lazy. Make your brain sweat. Stretch the cells. Do you understand? You cannot take 3 months to read one book. What are you doing? When are you going to arrive? When God wants to release certain things, you know you don't have the capacity to contain it. Are you getting what I'm saying? You cannot still be struggling to pray for 1 hour. When you get married, what will happen? When we now overwhelm you with responsibility, that means your fire will die. No, I'm telling you, this is capacity. Developing your mind is capacity. But you see, this is where the work is. You are praying, you are fasting, you are giving, you are stretching yourself, you are reading material, expanding yourself, expanding your mindset. And you're not resting. What have you done that you want to rest? No, what have you done that you want to rest? Give me Numbers. Hallelujah. Maybe I'll just end here. Numbers 23, verse 24. Kai. The other things I want to talk about, I want to talk about courage and action. Sometimes you step out, even when you are still, it's as if there's fear, or there's still on some level of uncertainty, right? You step out. The people shall rise as a great lion and lift up himself as a long lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey Why are you lying down? You have not killed a prey. Why are you complacent? You have not devoured the prey. Hallelujah. Kai, pray in the spirit. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Rabanos. As I'm talking, some of you, you're already seeing areas that you know. Kai, this area I need to buckle up. Yes, I need to stand up. I've been lazy, I've been relaxed, I've been complacent. Shabraton de Gito la paratons evre go pala kataya. Ropanda savraton de Gito sobre go pala tena mashata. Levre dons en vendo gombande liko tonda si zevre de kete. Jipa tonda vriko pala katonza brego pa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, courage and action. I just link them together. God told you to do something, start ministry, start a work 5 years ago. You have not started. What are you waiting for? Sometimes you step out. You know, there was a season pastor did a series on jump, it's time to fly, right? Go and listen to those messages. Oh, Jesus Christ. Go and listen to them. I think they were like 8 parts. Go and listen to them. If you don't jump, the parachute will not come out. Have you seen someone release parachute still on the mountain? He has not jumped. You release the parachute after you have jumped. So you trust God to catch you on the way. So there are certain things you step out. God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, if you read 3 times, he said, only be thou strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous 3 times. Be strong and of good courage. He said it and said it again. Why people's heart are failing them? He said, be strong and courageous. Because it takes the lion heart to have the lion shell. That's what they say, right? In every sector, you must be aggressive. You must step out with boldness. You step out with boldness. If you read 1 Kings, when Elisha released the prophecy, he said, tomorrow, this time tomorrow, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is going to happen. It took the boldness of 4 lepers to bring it to pass. How many of you are conversant with the story? They stepped out. They said, guy, if we stay here, we're going to die. If we go there, we must still die. So no problem. Let's just go there. So they took steps. They took steps. They took steps. They took steps. This is the season where you dare things. If you like, invest. And the money went missing. Invest again. Do you understand? These are the season you can take risk. Imagine they are still sending you money from home. Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't do anything you want to do. No, I'm telling you. There's so much energy. When we talk about a youth, a young man, he's always synonymous with energy. Energy to be able to drive things and accomplish things. Action. Action, action, action. Remember Abraham's servants in Genesis? He said, I, being in the way, the Lord led me. So, the Lord will not open your eyes to certain things if you don't step out. I know when ministry started 2012, after the first service, everybody came, they visited us. It was as if, this is a big church, you know, started big and everything. After the next Sunday, everybody all went back to their church, sit on. Then we became like 10 or 12 people. Hallelujah. Stepping out. Stepping out. Stepping out. So your morning season must be characterized by actions. You must take courage and step out. Step out in action. What is God telling you to do? Step out and do it. Step out and do it. Don't wait. Because anytime you step out, you are redeeming the time. Anytime you listen, this life is about, it's transactional. Everything you do, you are investing. You pray, you are investing. You're studying, you are investing. Whatever you are doing, you are investing. And it will pay up later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These things I'm sharing, nobody will do it for you. Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't forget that scripture, Lamentation chapter 3, verse 7. Bear your yoke. And then someone says, okay, to me, I'm not young. God called Moses as 40. Hallelujah. So you still have time. But you see, the practices that you engage in this season is very, very key, very, very important. I want to share a story about Mr. Cosmos Manuka. Hallelujah. But my time is up. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor shared the story with us how that he has regimented his life into prayer and fasting. Do you know what that guy does? God's Charis Group. Do you know how many companies are inside? The question, how many ministers of the gospel even pray like that and fast like that? How many pastors do that? God, I love Bishop. He said when he decided to enter full time, he said no of his peers can catch him. He said it's impossible. God. Why? Yes, those were in part time. Yes. He said, I cannot enter this thing full time. I am doing part time. He said, that means I'm not called. Hallelujah. Can you just lift up your hands and just pray in the spirit this evening? You're going to pray, Lord, I step out in faith. I step out every word you have spoken concerning my life, my calling. Lord, I am not complacent in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am not lazy. I'm not weary. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.